BadgerCare is the state's program that provides health care insurance for low-income families. A study by Wisconsin Citizen Action shows almost 900 Walmart employees are enrolled in it. That's more than 3% of the company's 27,000 Wisconsin employees. Last year, it cost the state almost $2 million to provide health care coverage for them. Citizen Action's Darcy Haber says Walmart is abusing the state's welfare programs and forcing taxpayers to pick up the bill.
Walmart employees have told us that at the time they are hired, they are actually given a brochure, a BadgerCare brochure, and told, here's how you can get health insurance. And while that's a very kind service to the individual employee, it's a way of deflecting their own corporate responsibility. It's basically making Wisconsin taxpayers subsidize Walmart's huge profits.
But Walmart's spokesperson, Dan Fogelman, denies those charges. He says the company's health plan is affordable at $40 a month for individuals and about $150 a month for families.
We don't design our plans to be supplemented by public assistance, nor do we encourage our associates to apply for these types of programs. We'll be the first to acknowledge that health care is a tough issue for us and for the entire country. But the fact of the matter is, Walmart offers affordable health care benefits to our associates, and we insure both full and part-time associates once they're eligible.
Fogelman says a recent study found the company has actually helped cut the number of uninsured workers in the country by 160,000. But Citizen Action questions those numbers. Darcy Haber points to the high deductibles on Walmart's health plans that make them impractical for many workers who are earning just $8 to $10 an hour. She's working on legislation that would require companies with a certain level of profitability to provide affordable health plans or reimburse the state for employees who use BadgerCare. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.